Chapter 5 in Ecuador. In the morning the family got in the car and was airport. They entered the mail and checkarantes. Then they went through security. Jason and Haley were nervous because they knew if allowed reduced headwear on the plane. Haley put his bag on the belt one of the machine. Na X-ray was a small screen, like a TV. 18. He had an agent looking screen too. In screen could see the contents of all bags, backpacks and passing on the girdle. When the Haley backpack went through the belt, the agent security screen looked curiously. Haley became very nervous and looked at Jason with a look for concern. The agent told Haley, "Miss, please grab your backpack and come with me." The security officer took Haley to a small room. Haley sat there. He made some inquisitions about the contents of his backpack. Haley was super worried that they would remove the head. "I was afraid that if he could not return the head to head Pavo Grande, the Javarl would kill and reduce him head." The agent asked, "Do you have an object that is not per meter in the plane?" "I do not know, like what type of object, like this." 19. The agent opened the backpack and pulled Haley a large bottle of perfume. "This bottle, miss, not allowed in the plane." Haley took a deep breath, because the agent, "I did not remove the shrunken head." Haley left the room and found his family. Her mother looked with a look of concern. Haley told them that they had taken the perfume, but all it was fine. They went to the door where exited the plane. They waited for over an hour. The parents spoke, but Jason and Haley sat silent. In air, Nathaniel ate peanuts during you throughout the flight. Martha read all the magazines, who were in the front seat. The much rights soon got bored of being inside the plane and were happy when he started the film. When they saw that the film was Castaway, were a little angry. They had seen the same movie on the flight to Peru a few weeks ago. Haley wanted to hear music during the 20 flight, but unfortunately his iPod had broken 3 in Peru. She thought, "If I do not die, and if not spending every $1,000, I'll buy a new iPod." After restoring the head to Chief, after 9 hours the plane landed for Quito. Everyone left the plane and went through the immigration. There they received the seal, 5 entries passports. Then they went to collect the bags. When walking, after collecting room, the boys were concerned and nervous because they did not know exactly how they would find the chief turkey. "Great for callback, see his head." Jason Haley asked, "Do you have the card?" "Yes, here in my pocket." "I feel bad. I do not want to disappoint mom and dad again. After this everything will be fine." 21. "No need to ever disappoint 6-7 more ever, mom or dad." Jason heard the words that came from his mouth and knew he had disappointed his 8 parents often. He felt bad because they do not had said in September that he had been fired from McDonald's, because he knew his mom and dad, they would worry much in Ecuador. They all came to the machine to find the pack up the family. Martha saw her suitcase projections due on the strip. While she grabbed her suitcase, Jason carefully got a letter Martha bag. After a few minutes, all bags had left the machine. The family grabbed luggage and passed through customs smoothly. When they were about to leave the airport, Haley said, "6 does not have to. You will not have to. 7 never ever, never ever." August was disappointed, had deceived. September had said. 22. "I need to use the bathroom." "Me too," said Jason. Martha said, "Okay, we wait travelers." The boys were in the direction of bathroom. When they were out of sight of the parents, they ran for the exit. They were in Ecuador alone.